This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Fourth National Information and Communication Technology Day being marked today. CPNUML Lumbini Province re-proposes Shankar Pokhrel as the candidate for Chief Minister from the party. And vote count in five Indian states underway as pandemic rages. Now, the news in detail. Fourth National Information and Communication Technology Day is being marked today. The day is being marked under the theme of Base of Prosperous Nepal, Expansion of Communication and Information Technology. Speaking at a special program organized at the Ministry of Information and Communication on the occasion of National Information Technology and Communication Day virtually, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli said that the Nagarik app would be important to make government services paperless and provide government services through one medium. He expressed the belief that Nagarik app would help in maintaining corruption-free and efficient administration by ending the obligation to go to the government offices carrying files. The CPNUML Lumbini province has re-proposed Shankar Pokhrel as the candidate for chief minister from the party. According to the party whip, Chief Whip Bhumeswar Dhakal, a meeting of the CPNUML parliamentary party held in Butwal today, agreed to propose party standing committee member Shankar Pokhrel as the chief minister. Pokhrel resigned as chief minister of the province earlier today. The Nepali Congress and the CPN Maoist Center had filed a no-confidence motion against him a few days back. Pokhrel is expected to be reappointed and be sworn in as the chief minister today itself. The 81-member Lumbini Province Assembly has 41 members from the CPN-UML, 19 from Nepali Congress, 17 from the Maoist Center, 2 from Janata Samajwadi Party and 1 from Janamorcha Nepal. The Human Rights and Peace Society, HRPS, has drawn its attention to an appeal to the public relating to COVID-19 issued by the Ministry of Health and Population. A statement issued on Saturday by the Society's President Govind Khanal said that Society has drawn its serious attention to the appeal released on Friday, mentioning the government's inability to provide care to COVID-19 infected people and hospital beds following the infection that has shot up at the rate of country's health system could not withstand. The HRPS has found it necessary to exchange national and international assistance and cooperation to fight the infection, and has urged all concerned authority, including the government, to show their strengths and mobilize all resources and workforce to fight the pandemic. Identities of all three boys found dead inside a car with Indian number plate parked near Shauli Bazar of Tulsipur sub-metropolitan city 6 on Friday evening have been ascertained today. According to the Deputy Superintendent of Police at the Area Police Office Tulsipur, Shiva Bahadur Singh, the deceased has been identified as 9-year-old Sandeep Pariyar, 7-year-old Subarna Pariyar, 6-year-old Karan Pariyar of Barua village of Tulsipur 6. The boys had gone missing from April 29th. The bodies have now been kept at Rapti Provincial Hospital, Tulsipur for post-mortem. A specialist team from Nepalganj with sniffer dog has reached Tulsipur on Saturday night for investigation into the case. 4 corona-related deaths have been reported in Banke district on Saturday. The deceased had been admitted in various hospitals in the district. Of the deceased, 3 are from Banke and 1 from Bardia. Likewise, 3 corona-related deaths have been reported in Kanchanpur district. 2 of them died while undergoing treatment at Mahakali Hospital, and another person from Mahendranagar died undergoing treatment in Sethi Provincial Hospital, Dhangadi. Similarly, 8 corona-related deaths have been reported in Gandaki province. 4 male and 4 female deceased admitted to various hospitals from different districts in the province died while undergoing treatment at Pokhara-based hospitals. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. In India's election officials started counting votes in five states as COVID-19 cases continue to overwhelm the country's healthcare system. New cases hit a record daily high of more than 400,000 on Saturday, the highest total in the world. More than 3,700 people have also died, a record in India as well, bringing the total death toll to more than 200,000 people. The second wave has overwhelmed hospitals, morgues and crematoriums and left families scrambling for scarce medicines and oxygen. While India is the world's biggest producer of COVID-19 vaccines, shortages of the sorts in some states have hindered the start of mass vaccination drive. Vote counting in Assam, West Bengal, Tamil Nadu, Kerala and Pondicherry is scheduled to end on Sunday, with results to be announced when the tallies are done. The United States has started formally withdrawing troops from Afghanistan. The U.S. and NATO have had a presence in Afghanistan for almost 20 years. But the withdrawal, which runs until 11th September, comes amid escalating violence, with Afghan security forces on high alert for the reprisal attacks. The Taliban have warned they are no longer bound by an agreement not to target international troops. Under a deal signed last year between the militants and the then President Donald Trump, foreign forces had to be left by 1st May, while the Taliban held off attacking international troops. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, top stories once again. Fourth National Information and Communication Technology Day being marked today. CPN-UML Lumbini Province repurposes Shankar Pokhrel as the candidate for chief minister from the party. And vote count in five Indian states underway as pandemic rages. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.